Giving a speech. Good morning, everyone. Today, we're going to look at how to write a good speech. Now, most of you probably dread giving a speech, and it's only natural to be a little nervous about talking in front of other people. But that little flutter of nerves is actually quite normal, even for experienced speakers. It's even a good thing, because it makes you focus better. Think about athletes. Before an important game, they're a little tense too, right? In general, there are three different types of speeches. The informative speech, where you give information about something. The persuasive speech, where you try and persuade or convince people of something you believe in. And finally, special occasion speeches, like thank you speeches or a speech where you introduce someone, which is the one we're going to focus on today. I've brought along a video of the speech my daughter Molly gave at her school a couple of years ago. She was usually quite good at talking in public, and so when she was asked to welcome a visitor to their school, she didn't think it was necessary to prepare at all. The result was the speech you're about to listen to.
Hi, everyone. Mr. Stewart asked me to do this. I don't know why, because Alison is so much better at it. But she's sick today, so here goes. Welcome. Welcome to Mr. Balkrishna Ramach... Oh, sorry, this is a bit tricky. Ramachandran. Oh, that's it. We're very happy that you have come to our school, because we don't get many visitors. Mr. Ramachandran is going to talk to us about drugs. I mean, he's going to talk to us about plants that change the course of history, specifically the opium poppy. Mr. Ramachandran is a botanist who studied biology at the University of Essex. I think it was Essex. I can't see what I wrote here. It was Sussex. Sussex University. So, biology is a fascinating subject because it teaches us about ourselves and the natural world around us. I myself really like biology. But our visitor is not only interested in biology, but also in history, like I said earlier. And he looks at how plants, like the poppy, changed the course of history. For example, in China, when the British started to sell opium illegally to Chinese people, that was very bad. The English were like modern drug lords in those days. Mr. Ramachan is currently working at Kew Gardens. I'm sure that his speech will be very interesting.
So, that was an example of how not to do it. Before you start planning your speech, you have to be clear about two things. One, what type of speech are you going to give? What do you want to do with this speech? Thank someone? Welcome someone? Or give information about a project, maybe? And two, who is your audience? Are you talking to the whole school or to a small group of friends at your confirmation party? In other words, you have to consider register. Do you remember what register is? It refers to different styles of speaking and writing. Registers vary because the language is used for different purposes. A thank you speech in front of the whole school will not be in the same register as a thank you speech at your graduation party at home, for example. Now, let's look at the structure of a speech. You probably already know, because you've been told so many times, that all speeches should have a clear opening, a body, and a proper end. First, the opening. Signal the start of your speech with a clear opening. For example, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning, everybody. Then tell your audience why you are there and what you're going to be talking about. This may seem obvious, but it's a very important point. For example, I'd like to welcome Mr. Richard Madden to our school. He's going to talk to us about acting. Next, the body of your speech. Decide on your main ideas and remember to keep it simple. Don't try to put too many ideas into your speech. Also, get your facts together. If you're introducing someone, for example, make sure that you have their name right and that you know how to pronounce it correctly. If you can, try to include some real incidents or personal experiences. Concrete details keep people interested. And finally, the closing part, where you signal to your audience that your speech is over. This part is easy because there are some basic phrases you can learn off by heart if you wanted to, like, thank you for coming and welcome to our school. Or, and now over to Zoe. Can we give Zoe a round of applause? And that's basically it. All right, I'd like you to work in pairs now and write a speech where you welcome a visitor to our school.